I'm nothing, but He's everything. Thank God I can't do nothing, but He can do all things. And can I say today, amen, I can't bring my Bible, but God can. And I'm so glad for that. I'm just a mouthpiece. I'm just an instrument. That's all I am. Like we'll be here for much time, and I just be able to be used by God. Just an old humble boy, and that's all I want to be, just an old country boy. And I like what brother the preacher said. My dad always told me, he said, son, he said, praying knees and dancing feet just don't go together. That's something I ain't never forgot. Appreciate that. Appreciate that upbringing. Appreciate that upraising. Boy, I tell you what, we need to teach our kids the way of God. Teach our family. Teach our loved ones. Amen. The dangers of this world. And can I tell you, they are dangerous. Amen. Things that may not seem dangerous, amen, can get a hold of our children, our grandchildren, before we really know it. So we better teach them the right way. Amen. Good to be here. Amen. You pray for us. Amen. That God will touch. Take your Bible, turn to the book of Psalms chapter number 85. Psalms chapter number 85. Very familiar passage of scripture that I know you've heard, probably preached on many times before. We feel like this is where the Lord would have us to go here tonight. Psalms chapter number 85. We're going to read 13 verses, the entire chapter. As you pray for us, and then we'll share the thought that the Lord has given us tonight. Amen. If you'd like to stand and speak to the reading of God's Word, please do so. And the Word of God says this. Lord, Thou hast been faithful unto Thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of Thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin, Selah. Thou hast taken away all Thy wrath. Thou hast turned Thyself from the fierceness of Thine anger. Turn us, O God, of our salvation, and cause Thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt Thou be angry with us forever? Wilt Thou draw out Thine anger to all generations? Wilt Thou not revive us again, that Thy people may rejoice in Thee? Show us Thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us Thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for He will speak peace to His people and to His saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely His salvation is nigh them that fear Him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth. Righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before Him, and He shall send us in the way of His steps. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to Thee right now. We thank You for Your word. We thank You for the reading of Thy precious word. God, I pray, Father, right now, may You take this Thy servant. Lord, may You move upon us, anoint us from on high. God, without Your anointing power tonight, God, without the church Your own high, Lord, we're nothing. God, I pray, may You just take this Thy servant, open up our mouth, give us that understanding. God, the wisdom, God, to be able to proclaim the very things that the Holy Ghost of God speaks to us. God, I pray, may You take that word applied to the heart of those that's here tonight. God, we now receive what we need. Father, we pray. This we ask in Thy name, we pray. Amen and amen. We look at this Psalm here, you may see it, Psalm chapter 85. Many believe this is a psalm that was written after 70 years of captivity, after the children of Israel had disobeyed God. Amen. Because of the disobedience of God, having God allowed them to go into a captivity by the Babylonian Empire. Amen. For 70 years, having they were in captivity. You say, preacher, why? Because they disobeyed God. Because they had walked away from God. I like what the brother sung a while ago. I like your prodigal son. Amen. When he told me, he said, listen, I'm going to bring you into captivity for 70 years. I'm going to bring you back. Amen. I'm going to let you come back to your home. Come back to your place. I'll rebuild. I'll restore. And that's what this psalm is dealing with. Amen. This is after that 70-year captivity. Some had already came back into the land of Jerusalem, into the land, amen, or the house of bread. Find out, amen, they were writing this psalm. Even though some of them had came back physically, yet spiritually some of them hadn't returned to where they needed to be. And I want to look this morning, this evening, upon this passage of scripture, preaching maybe on the topic tonight of prayer for revival. Can I tell you today, I know this church has already been praying for revival. Amen. When I talked to the pastor there, the preacher there, when he called us as a preacher, pray. I knew they were, that we've been praying for revival. Can I say today, if there's one thing we need in America, if there's one thing we need in Scottsburg, New Hope, wherever you may be from, it's a mighty outpouring of the sovereign power of the Holy God. Oh, how we need a moving of God's great power. Amen. To move upon our homes. To move upon our lives. Amen. To take the very foundation or the pillars of our church. Amen. Begin to move them under His anointing power. How we need a mighty outpouring of God's great power. Preach, that's what revival is. Amen. Thank God it's a realizing where we're at, who we are, realizing who He is. Why, like over in Isaiah chapter number 6, amen, Isaiah saw God for who He was. Amen, can I tell you, when we see God for who He is, we'll see ourselves for who we are. Like the brother said a while ago, nothing. No count, good for nothing. Oh, but I'm glad. Thank God He's able to take something that's nothing, amen, and do something with it. I'm glad that's the God, the mighty outpouring of the power of my great God. But I want you to look just for a little bit upon a few things upon this prayer. Amen. We look in Psalm chapter 85. Amen. We see, first of all, in verse 1, it said, Lord, thou hast been faithful unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob, or the southern kingdom of the house of Israel. That's who he's talking about. The true nation of Israel. Amen. He said, Lord, you've been faithful. The writer of Psalm said, you've been faithful. You said, preacher, what are you talking about? First of all, I believe we can look at that, the realization in the prayer. Amen. They realized, first of all, in verse number 1, that the grace of God has shined upon them. Can I tell you today, I'm glad, thank God, the grace of God has shined on us. There's times in our lives, amen, when the wrath of God ought to fall. Amen, just take us out of this old life. I'm glad the grace of God. He said, you've been favorable. Amen, here they had disobeyed God. God had brought judgment upon them. But yet the grace of God, amen, brought them. Amen, from that place of disobedience, brought them back to that place. Well, one more time, He could bless them. One more time, He could do a marvelous work through them. Can I tell you today, amen, many of you sat in this room, you've been there. Amen, God has blessed us, amen, through and through. But we found ourselves walk away from what God has called us to do. Maybe just simply not being on fire the way that we need to. But yet God in His all His grace chooses to shine down upon us. Amen, speak to our hearts to the Holy Ghost of God. Bring us back to that place where we need to be. Glory, and at the power of God, and move upon us one more time. And I tell you, that's what we need. Amen. The house of God, the power of God to be manifested. What we need in the lives of God's people, power of God to be manifested. And I tell you today, amen, when the nation of Israel, the children of Israel walking, amen, the way that God wanted to walk, and the fear of the nation of Israel fell upon all the heathen nations, and that heard about this group of people who had a God on high, was that the one and true God. Amen, they had heard about them, and they trembled. Why? Because the power of God was manifested in their walk. And I tell you today, that's what we need in God's people today. Amen. Those of us who have chosen, amen, been saved by the grace of God. Well, here we are. Let the power of God be manifested in their lives. Amen. Well, folks, amen, can say, brother, I'm not going to say nothing about old brothers. I ain't going to do it. I'm afraid something's going to happen. Can I tell you today, I serve a God. Amen. It is a God that's an avenging God. He's a merciful God. But He's also a God to be feared. He's an all-consuming fire. Bible said, be not fooled. God's not mocked. Honey, we're living in a world today just making a mockery of God. they may think they've got it, everything under control. Honey, but one day, thank God, the judgment of God is going to fall upon America. Amen. Judgment of God is going to fall upon the wickedness and the evilness of mankind. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, when He comes back, the Bible says, by the word and the sword of His mouth, I will consume the evil and the wickedness. Why? God is not mocked. So we see the realization in the prayer of the realization of the grace of God. Favorable. Can I say we see also this word favorable, it said, Lord, that has been favorable. And when it shows a note of an obligation, what God has promised. We find out in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 25, 11, amen, and also chapter 29, verse 10, amen, it holds, it says this, for thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you, and perform my good word toward you, in causing you to return into this well played. I'm glad, thank God, what the Lord has promised. Thank God he's going to be obliged to. What is the promise he's going to do? Can I say today, and then when he said he has been favorable, now what he was showing, amen, his faithfulness to his word, he's not done, amen, he's done what he said he would do. Well, I'm glad I serve a God that cannot lie. Hey, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb of God. I serve a God. How you can trust in every word he says, everything he does, amen, whatever, whichever direction he may lead you. You can't do that about man. Oh, but you can about my God. You see, first of all, we see the realization of the grace of God. First two, we see the realization of the goodness of God. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. Oh, thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Oh, he said, Lord, you've been good to us. I'm glad, thank God, that I serve a God. Amen, that's good. He's good. He's bad and good. He's good as all around. And I'm so glad, thank God, that we serve a God that is good. Amen. It's the world ain't good to us. Amen. Life ain't good to us sometimes. Oh, but I serve a God. Thank God it's good. Thank God that's what he said. You covered my sin. You forgive me my iniquity. God, you're good. Glory. We need to realize, amen, the prayer for revival. We need to realize, thank God, there's grace that's extended to us. We need to realize that he is good. Not only realize that he is good, but in verse number 3, thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Whoa, and God brought judgment upon them. Amen, because of their disobedience. And I tell you today, church, when we walk in disobedience to the command of God, you better expect the judgment of God. You better, I'm glad even in the midst of judgment, God, his graciousness, amen, is good. Oh, he's gracious. Even in the midst of judging, thank God he's gracious to love us and say, I know it may not feel good, but I'm good because I love you. My daddy, hey man, raised us up in church. All I know, church, and I praise the Lord for that. He'd always tell me, hey man, many of you know where I'm going. He said, son, I'm whooping you because I love you. Never could understand that. Oh, until I got saved. Until I got older. And then I learned, oh, so thank God, daddy, she loved me. Can I tell you today? It's the love and grace of God, amen, that allows him, amen, the minute that he brings judgment upon us when we get out of his will, we walk in disobedience to his will, amen, we better expect the judgment of God, amen, to come upon us and bring us back to that beginning. But in the midst of judgment, I'm glad his goodness and his grace and his graciousness is on display just as they were here. Through the prophet Jeremiah, he foretold of the coming judgment. But he told him in the verse we just read, amen, Jeremiah 29, verse 11, I believe it is. He said, I'm going to let you go in a 7-year captivity, but he said, I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to visit you one more time. Oh, can I say we see, amen, a prayer for revival. We see the realization of prayer. He said it's a realization of his grace. It's a realization of his goodness. It's a realization of his graciousness. But then I want to look second thing in verse 4. He said, turn us, O God. Now, don't you look. That word, turn us. Amen. It speaks of making a turn. Now, I want you to understand the writer of this psalm, amen, was speaking to folks that had came back. They'd been captive in Babylon, but yet they'd been allowed to go back to Jerusalem. Yet even though some of them had returned back to Jerusalem, preacher, you know what? They had returned back physically, but not spiritually.
Amen.
And I tell you today, we're living in the world today, and you begin to witness to folks, you begin to talk to folks, and hey, when you begin to ask if they go to church, yes, for preacher. I do go to church. I got out for a little while, but I'm back in church. I usually go at least once or twice a month or something like that. Oh, they think coming back to the church, amen, is all that's required of them. They think, amen, sitting in a pew is all required of them. Can I tell you today, God wants more than that. Amen, it ain't about sitting in the pew. Amen, it ain't about, amen, coming to church. Amen, when you feel like it. Forever now and then. But God, what God's looking for, and what this psalmist was writing about, starting with verse 4 in the prayer of revival, he said, listen, it's time to turn. It's time to get back to where we need to be in our relationship with God. You see, folks think it's all about church membership. It's all about attending church. But it's much more than that. What God is desiring is a fellowship with Him. What God is desiring is a relationship with Him. Can I tell you today, oh, how we need, amen, if we're going to ever see revival break out in our heart, in our land, in our home, it's going to be the cold. We realize, amen, how the grace of God, the goodness of God is going to be cold. We cry out and request for the, amen, the power of God. And say, God, forgive us, turn us, help us do the right place, get back to where we need to be. Not just in the house of God, but I'm talking about my relationship with Thee. Lord, have me get to that place where I used to be. That place, amen, where I could hear you. Amen, be obedient to what you have me to do. Sadly to say, in the churches, probably 70 to 80% of the folks in their churches today, amen, just come. Amen, more concerned about, amen, showing up. Amen, being in church. Then they are being obedient. Having that relationship with the Lord. Let me ask you the question today. Hey man, how often do you think about Jesus? Do you think about Jesus just on Sunday morning, Sunday night, or Wednesday night? You don't think about Him until next Sunday morning? Oh, how we need a prayer for revival. Oh, that's where these folks were. Hey man, they were back to where they needed to be. Hey man, physically, but spiritually. Hey man, they were doing their own thing. Walking their own way. Hey man, living their own life. Hey man, not thinking about God or their relationship with Him. Many of our churches today, church folks, hey man, we say we have a relationship with Him. Show up on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, maybe every now and then. Hey man, think we're doing God a favor. That's not what God's pleased with. God's pleased with walking that daily fellowship, that daily relationship. Oh, crying out to God. Oh, I heard an old black preacher say one time, he said, I tell you what, talking about prayer. He said, the Lord sure doesn't like it. Amen, when He hears from His children. I'm glad, thank God. Amen, God sure does like it. When we call out to Him on a daily basis. God sure does like it. Amen, when we spend time with Him in the Word of God daily. God sure pleased. Amen, when we have that relationship. We want to walk with Him out there. We want to talk with Him. We want to commune with Him. We want Him to be a part of our daily life. Each and every day. That's the relationship that God's looking for. Glory! He says, you know, question prayer, wilt thou not revive us? But you notice, the word thou is mentioned 5 times in that scripture. He said, well, thou. Who's he talking to? He's talking to God. Can I tell you today, amen, revival is a sovereign act. Amen, a holy act of a sovereign God. Amen. God is the only one that can send the Bible to your heart, to your soul. God is the only one that can send the Bible to our churches. God is the only one that can send the Bible to our land. Oh, I'm glad, thank God, it's Him. It ain't the President of this United States of America. He ain't got nothing to do with it. It ain't the ACLU. It ain't all these organizations. Amen. They're trying to take away the very mention of God. I'm glad it's now. The Holy God of Israel. The one and true God. It's Him. They were requesting. It's Him they were calling out to. It's Him that they realized that they had to cry out through repentance. Talking about a prayer for revival. Oh, how we need to cry out for revival. Can I tell you, unless it comes from God, it's not going to be revival. Oh, Billy, like I believe it was Billy Graham, I read a quote from him not long ago. He said that there's two things, hey man, that you'll see, hey man, when revival breaks down. First of all, you'll see a true sense of holiness toward God by the Christian folks. He said the second thing you'll see, a true sinfulness about sin, hey man, among Christian folks. So true. And we live in a world today, having folks that call themselves Christian, folks that, hey man, in a church house, having get out there and live anyway, I'm trying to, hey man, trying to compromise with the world, hey man, trying to straddle fit. Can I tell you today, oh, how we need revival, hey man, it's God's speaking that holy lifestyle out of His children. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy, saith the Lord. Thou hast said, I therefore, by the mercy of God, I beseech you that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. Romans chapter number 12, verse number 1. That ain't something we can do if we want to. That word, reasonable service, that's what's expected out of us. Can I tell you today, when we see true revival break out, we'll see how sinful this sin really is. Hey man, it'll give us a true measure of how low down we are sometimes. Hey man, how wicked we are. Hey man, the Bible said our heart is deceitful. Who can know it? I'm glad, thank God, when we allow the Lord Jesus Christ to do the living in our life, it's His righteousness, it's His holiness that we're walking in. The best we can do ain't good enough. But I'm glad what He's done. Amen. The life that we have in Him. Amen. We take it from Him in our life. Amen. I believe the Apostle Paul made this statement in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But it's Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Paul simply said, honey, it's Jesus doing the living in me. Amen. Allow the power of God to be manifested in my life. Amen. To influence hearts, influence lives, and make sinners realize, amen, there's a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. Heard your statement made. You've heard it made many times before. Witness to folks and preacher. When I feel like I can live it, I'll get saved. You know what I tell them? You'll never happen. You'll never get saved. You're waiting till you can live the righteous life to get saved. You'll never happen. And I tell you today, you say, preacher, why? Because I can't live it. Honey, you can't live it. Thank God it's Christ that does the living in us. The Bible said all our righteousness is filthy rags. Hey man, the best we are, the best we can do ain't good enough. I'm glad we took upon His righteousness. When I got saved by the grace of God, I kept into the righteousness of the Holy God. Amen. Thank God. Hey man, when the devil looks at me and begins to point, hey man, I thought, wait a minute. I see the righteousness, hey man, of my precious Son upon that brother. Thank God. Wilt thou not turn us again? We find the scripture here. Verse number 1, the word brought back. Verse number 3, the word thou hast turned. Verse number 4, turn us. Verse number 5, us again. Verse number 8, turn again.
had the same meaning. In other words, it's speaking of restoring. It's speaking of bringing back. Hey man, it's speaking of heaven put me back to where I need to be. I like Psalmist David over in Psalm chapter number 51. After you sin against God, he's the Lord restore. That's the same meaning of these words I just quoted to you. Lord restore. Oh, let me get back what I used to have. Oh, let me get back the joy that I used to know. Let me get back the power I used to walk in. Let me get back there. Can I say today how we need to have a prayer for revival? It'll be a realization of His grace, His goodness. It'll be a request of crying out to God in repentance, a plea, God forgive us. Oh God, turn us. Oh God, let us get back. Brother Mark, let us get back. Oh, Brother Mark preached in a church yesterday morning, and he preached upon the subject, how serious are we in our relationship with God? Oh, it touched my heart. Amen. It got me to thinking. Then Brother Mickey Bell came last night and preached. He preached upon desperate measure, for desperate time. Talking about the woman that had the alabaster box and the desperate measure she went to just to get to the feet of Jesus. See, folks, that's what's needed in a church. Hey, man. I like what the brother said. I'm like, brother, me and you, a lot alike. Hey, man, they call me crazy too. That's all right. Hey, man, I'd rather be crazy for God. Hey, man, than the same for this world. Hey, man, I'd rather folks look at me and think, well, that preacher ain't got no sense. Honey, I got enough sense to get out of the fire. I got enough sense, hey, man, to call out upon my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and ask Him to save me. And that's all the sense I need. See, folks, it's about Him. It ain't about what you can do. It ain't about what I can do. I've got many of my church folks here tonight, and they'll tell you, first of all, I always reiterate, it ain't about me. Honey, we got a lot of folks standing behind those pulpits trying to make it about them. God help. Honey, can I tell you today, hey man, we men of God are standing behind no precious pulpit. We need to declare the goodness of God, the graces of God, the grace of God. We need to, amen, preach the blood of Christ. Amen, repentance. Amen, through the blood of Jesus Christ. It's about Him. He said, turn us, O God of our salvation. Cause our anger for us to seek. Will Thou be angry with us forever? Will Thou draw out? Then we see the request. Hey man, wilt thou not revive us again that thy people may rejoice in them? He said, Lord, many of us have came back to Jerusalem. We've came back to the house of bread. But Lord, they many that ain't back to where they need to be spiritually. Oh God, will you not just breathe on us? Oh God, will you not revive us? Oh Lord, will you not just come down? Oh, just hey, let me restore. Help us, Lord, get back to that place where we need to be, that place where the power of God is manifested. Same time, preacher, now I know you've seen them. Folks just literally stream down the aisle to get saved. Same time, we're hey man, folks. Hey man, the miracles of God began to be manifested. Boy, I've seen folks healed. Boy, several years ago, had a lady came to church and hey man, had a cane and came down. We had prayer before we started and hey, I started their service and somebody had to help her up. She just couldn't do it. Honey, the power of God began to fall upon that meeting. Honey, I've seen her walk out the door. Take that cane. Hey, man, just literally, hey, man, just make her way out the door. Honey, I heard her clanking back there in the back. I've seen those doors come open. Hey, man, here she coming out her cane. The sister came to church with a held her cane. I said, I see a sister. She began to make laps around that church. You say, preacher, what is it? I'm talking about the power of God. The table come down. Hey, man, and do a pain like we've not seen done in a long time. How we need a mighty outpouring of the sovereign power of God. Oh, can I tell you, He was crying out. He said, Lord, wilt thou not bring us back to that place? Oh, bring us back to that place. Oh, where big folks would hear about the children of Israel and began to quake in fear. You said, preacher, how do you know that? Honey, you look over at the story. Hey, man, Rahab the harlot. Hey, man, the Bible says she had heard. Hey, man, about hey, man, how he brought you out of, hey, man, a part of the city. How our hearts didn't melt when we heard about what he did to have. Hey, man, how the king on the other side. Hey, man, oh, our hearts melted. Why? Because the power of God was upon His people. And because of that, they were known throughout the land, throughout the world. Honey, can I say today we're living in a time where God's people are not being looked upon, seeing the power upon them as they once was. Oh, how we need to get back to that place where we can have that relationship that we need in our walk with God. But don't you notice another thing? We see the realization in the prayer. We see the request in the prayer, but there's another thing. The result of the prayer. He said this, wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? He said, Lord, I remember a time when your people rejoiced. I remember a time when, oh, when the ark of God would move, would shout and sound the horns or trumpets. Oh, and how we rejoice when we hear the word. How long has it been? Thank God, since your heart has rejoiced just to hear the word of God preached. I like good singing. I do. Oh, but I like it when my heart gets so in tune. Amen. With the revival. Buddy, I want to hear preaching. I want to hear the word of God. I want to hear thus saith God. I want to hear, thank God, the precious, amen, word of God and the anointing power of God. And realize the very message from the throne room of God. Amen, from the very mouth of God. Paul talking to church at Thessalonica, he said this. He said, I thank God without ceasing for you. Because when you hear the word of God which is spoken of us, you received it not as the word of men, but you received it what it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you. Hi, the church, you talking about church in revival. They were in revival. When they heard Paul or anybody else preaching the word of God, hey, the word of me, everybody shut up. I'm hearing from God. Everybody pat down. I'm hearing from God. Let me just be a little truthful for you right now. We're living in a time. A lot of folks, and I appreciate the singing I've heard here tonight. I'm going to tell you something. You can tell when it's real. You can tell when it's real. You can tell the motive behind it. Honey, we're in a world today, folks are, amen, coming and getting, amen, trying to sing. In a church that's trying to make a name for themselves, trying to put on a show for themselves, can't hogwash. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. If you're in this thing, hey, amen, amen, make a name for yourself, you better shut, sit down. Hey, let me hear the word. Hey, man, hey, and don't waste my time. Hey, man, if you're trying to put on a show, if you're trying to be seen, don't waste my time. I ain't coming to see that. I want to hear from God. You see, that's what happens when revival takes place. Amen. We have a desire. I want to hear from you. See, that's what was happening here. Lord, we want to hear from you. Lord, won't you help us to hear from you? Oh, that we might rejoice one more time. Can I tell you today when the word of God, amen, is preached to my heart, speak to my soul, even though it may hit home sometimes, I can still rejoice in it. Yeah. Preacher, what are you talking about? Honey, even when it cuts, you know what it's doing? It's cutting, amen, old junk out and putting the good stuff in. Whoa! Thank God it cuts me down to where I need. Put me down to the side where I can look up. Reach up, like the brother said. But don't you notice something in closing? He said, I will hear what God will speak, for He will speak peace in His people, your saints. Let them not turn again to folly. Surely if salvation is nigh them to fear Him, that glory may dwell in it. Now I want you to look at verse 10. I like this. Mercy and truth are met together. Now catch that. Mercy and truth are met together. Honey, these are like two magnets that can't get along. What are you saying, preacher? Mercy and truth, amen, they're enemies with one another. Amen, you say mercy is a request. Amen, like how when somebody is convicted of a crime, how they go before the judge, amen, and ask for mercy. Amen, but the law and the judge, amen, demands truth. You see, they're enemies one with another. Can't get along. Dear Jesus came. Woo! I'm glad, thank God. Amen. He died for my sin and your sin. Thank God he took them on my judgment and your judgment. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. I'm glad mercy and truth came together in our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, he took my place. He took your place. You're here tonight lost without God. Amen. He took your place. Honey, just like he. Amen. I told the church, you did this illustration many times. I was condemned to die. Amen. My death sentence had been placed. They set me down in an electric chair. Amen. About to bar up a pole. How they pulled the switch. Thank God this call comes through. Wait a minute. Let him go. Somebody's took his place. That's exactly what happened. You see, truth demanded I die. But mercy walked in. Said, I'll take his place. Let his sin be put to my charge. Let it be put to my account. Oh, let my righteous be put to his. You see, that's because of what the Lord has done. You see, that's what happens. When revival breaks out, oh, we began to see that mercy and that truth come together. Then he says this, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Fruit shall spring out of the earth. Righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yearly increase. Righteousness shall go before him, shall set us in the way of his steps. I like that. You see, folks, that's the result in the prayer for revival. Oh, righteous will step in before us. Amen. Make the way available for us to escape hell and call heaven our home. Spiritual, why? Because of Jesus. Because of him. You see, folks, amen, the psalmist is crying out that prayer for revival. Oh, how we need, amen, to leave here tonight. Oh, say, oh, let me have that prayer for revival. Oh, let me not just to be back physically. Lord, help me get back to that place where I need to get spiritually. God, I want revival. God, I want to go in the opposite direction of where I've been headed. Oh, Lord, I'm tired of being stuck in the rut. I'm tired of trudging in the old mire. Lord, I want to be back. Amen. In fellowship with you. I want to see your power manifested. I want to feel your joy one more time. I want to feel your peace. And now I'm walking in your will one more time. You see, we find that place. Then we can find the mercy of God can come by. And amen. That mercy, that truth comes together. He said, listen, all you need to do is cry out to me. I'll hear you. I'll reach down. I'll restore you. I'll send, bring revival to your heart. I'll bring revival to your home. I'll touch that need, whatever it may be, if you'll just turn to me. And I tell you today, the preacher can't do it for you. Done said it. Deacons can't do it for you. Oh, I know somebody can. His name is Jesus. Thank God he can do all things. Amen. I can, and through him, we can do all things. Because of him. Every head bowed, that's the message.